I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What did you think of the job Russia did as the host of the World Cup? I never heard anyone complaining about it.
Nothing. They did nothing. I mean, there was no major issues, incidents that we heard of.
Nothing.
Right?
It was just a great event.
It was a great event. A huge month of soccer. I thought the tournament itself was the best World Cup I've seen in my lifetime. That's not that many, but
right.
It was the best one I've ever seen. The ending was unfortunate. I did not like the ending, obviously, because the one team out of the 32 that I really couldn't stomach to see win ended up winning the thing.
Right.
So that kind of hurt. But on the all, it was a great tournament.
Yeah, and really, I don't care if he goes to the World Cup. It has no bearing on anything if McGregor's there. Nurmagomedov was there as well, and no one cares. I got to tell you, I thought it was a great World Cup as well. I did not want to see them win. They did. There's nothing you can do about it. Boom. I watched it, and I was like, I mean, when
I thought Croatia outplayed him in the first half.
And Pogba started scoring, it was over.
Yeah, but in the first half, Croatia outplayed him. Croatia gave up two goals by stupidity. One, the first goal.
An own goal.
Was an own goal, but the own goal came off of a terrible call.
Terrible
with
goal.
The guy diving, with Griezmann diving. So, say what you want. It shouldn't have happened. They still put the ball in their own net on that set piece.
So, that was
the
horrible.
The second goal was the goal where they France sent the ball down to their end. The guy headed it from about 45, 50 yards out all the way back behind the line for a corner. And what happened off the corner? The ball hit off the guy's hand. They ended up reviewing it with the VAR.
Right.
And they gave him a penalty kick right there. Other than those two plays, Croatia played better than them in the first half. That was not the case in the second half. In the second half, France ran him out of the building.
Right.
I mean, France destroyed him in the second half. And they made the right call on that video review.
What was the deal with how long it took at the end to get the cup? Like, to get the trophy, my God, it was like, I gave up. I didn't even watch.
I couldn't do it anymore.
It was just taking forever.
They
and
even
they leave
had
that Croatian team sitting there through all of that misery.
And the Croatian president hugging all the, kissing the cup before they hands it to the French players. I mean, get serious.
Why did it take so long?
This is because this is what they do, the pomp and circumstance. How about the fact it started pouring? I didn't see rain like that the entire tournament. It started pouring the second it was over.
Right when they were giving out the award.
Yeah.
Didn't they get it in pouring rain?
Yeah.
Didn't matter, though, right?
They won. That's it. I mean,
they're on top of the world. No pun intended.
Bitter ending to a really great World Cup.
I just thought the game would be better than it was.
The game was decent, to be fair. I thought it was a decent game.
I thought
game.
They killed him.
I think they killed him in the second half.
You know what? We've been talking about it for games, about how Croatia kept playing these overtime games, the extra time and the penalty kicks. And
right.
Three in a row. It seems like it finally caught up with them because, like you said, the first half, they came out on fire. They pretty much controlled the play. France just got two plays to go their way and it ended up in the net. Other than that, Croatia was dominating as far as possession and chances and shots. And then after halftime, they just had nothing left. It's like they completely just lost their legs, finally caught up with them, that they played all that, you know, what, another game and a half, and they were done.
Yeah, I don't know.
The second goal they got was kind of lucky.
I know they had possession domination in the first half. I never really, to be honest with you, felt like they controlled anything. The first half, they may have had the ball more, but I mean, it was, 2-1 or something? What was it at the half?
It was 2-1 at the half, and I think that, like Mafia said, they lost a lot of their legs from all those games that they played, and they were also probably pretty deflated because I think that you could see a scenario where they thought that they were the better team in the first half and they went into the locker room down 2-1 because of two stupid mistakes. They really did have the chance to – they were the better team in the first half. They were. And they went in down 1, and I think that that killed them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.